In his speech about climate change, Sir David Manning called Wisconsin the cradle of conservation. The British ambassador to the U.S. used that term because of legendary naturalists who lived in the state, like John Muir, the father of national parks, and Gaylord Nelson, the founder of Earth Day. Manning says while there may be dispute over certain aspects of global warming, science shows that it's mostly human activity that's causing temperatures to rise and ice caps to melt.
This is not a problem that can wait. We have a short window of opportunity. The International Energy Authority predicts that if we carry on with business as usual, by 2030, energy demand will rise by 60% and energy-related carbon dioxide emissions by over 50%.
Manning says while the U.S. now uses 26% of the world's oil, developing countries like China and India will need more in the future as their economies grow. He predicts the fight over finite resources will lead to further political instability. He urged more conservation, saying it's not at odds with economic development. Manning says the United Kingdom has lowered its greenhouse gases 14% since 1990. During that time, the economy grew twice as fast as levels of carbon dioxide and other gases fell. Manning says technology is the answer to alternative energy sources. Shanae Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.